Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
The breath of life, and I could hear your voice the first time that you cried. And though you couldn't see me, but I was very near, and there's something now that I want you to hear. I was there when you drew the breath of life, and I could hear your voice the first time that you cried. And though you couldn't see me, but I was very near, and there's something now I want you to hear. For you will always be a child in my eyes, and when you need some love, my arms are open wide. And even when you're growing old, I hope you that you prayed, oh, and I heard all the promise that you made. And when you fell before me, crying, Father, I have sinned, I picked you up and held you close. Again, I was there the first time that you prayed, oh, and I heard all the promises that you made. And when you fell before me, crying, Father, I have sinned, I picked you up and held you close again. Oh, and you will always be a child in my eyes. And when you need some love, my arms are open wide.
Hallelujah. We have very powerful testimonies. Isn't it? It's our church. The first testimony is that by the grace of God, I am back. You cannot be sitting down. You can't be sitting down. Hallelujah. And I want to take this opportunity to thank God for bringing me back. I don't take it for granted, isn't it? Yeah, I don't take it for granted. So I thank God. And I thank our Father, Bishop Sam. Who was practically involved in the whole thing. And Mommy, who was part of it from day one, even though she didn't witness the whole process. But hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a shout. Amen. So I am here with a grateful heart to God for what he has done, isn't it? We have two powerful testimonies this morning. And as you hear the testimonies, I see you as the one sharing your testimony next, in Jesus' name. Amen. This one is miraculous healing of high blood pressure through the prayers of our pastor, Bishop Sam. And Ashanti would have said high blood pressure. Mercy. So it goes like this. I am a member of this church, a church planter. These church planters, if I were you, I would join them. A church planter by the grace of God and in obedience to our pastor, Bishop Sam. I want to testify of how my mom was miraculously healed through the prayers of our anointed Bishop Sam. My mom lives with my sister in Dodowa. A few days ago, I was called and informed that my mother wasn't well and had been taken to the hospital. I thought it was a normal everyday sickness, so I decided to visit her the following day. But very early the following morning, around 5 a.m., I was called and informed that the condition was deteriorating and her blood pressure was rising very fast. Someone say mercy. I became worried, quickly organized myself, and went to the hospital. When I arrived at the hospital, I was sent by the doctors to get her some intravenous infusions, or IV, which I did. After her sugar test in the morning, she ate her breakfast. I spent some time with her and decided to go back home to prepare lunch to be brought to her. When I got home and started cooking, I decided to call and check on her. And when I called, she informed me that three doctors had come to check her BP about 6 times, all within 30 minutes, and none of them was telling her anything. Hey, do you know that when you go to the hospital and nobody's telling you anything, it means that there's a problem. I went straight to one of the doctors and informed him that my mom said they had checked her BP and no one was saying anything. I requested to see her folder and realized that each of the three doctors had recorded BP ranging between 190 and 220, which is very high, isn't it? Very high, yes, Mommy says very high. I therefore requested to refer her, for her to be referred to 37 Military Hospital, for which they started the process. While they were on it, someone say, while they were on it, I stepped out of the ward and called Bishop Sam. And called Bishop Sam, my anointed pastor, and informed him of my mother's condition and asked that he prayed for her. Bishop asked for her age, and I responded, 69. Bishop then said, I arrest any connection to this sickness and pray for divine healing. Bishop added, don't worry, she's healed in Jesus' name. Amen. She says, I responded a big amen to Bishop's prayers. 25 minutes after the prayer, someone say 25 minutes. 25. The doctors decided to check her again. And to their shock, the BP had fallen to 114 over 80. They checked. Hey, put your hands together. From 190 220 to 114. They checked again after another 30 minutes and it was 104 over 70. Hey! The doctors and nurses were very shocked. I said, what God is going to do? People are going to be shocked in the name of Jesus. They were very shocked by this sudden drop in the BP. So they decided to monitor her for some time till 6 o'clock. When I saw this testimony, I remembered what happened to Paul in Acts chapter 28 when the venomous viper got around his arm. You know, the barbarians, they sat there and looked on, hoping that he will get swollen or he will fall and die. But the longer they looked, the more he stayed. And by the grace of God, at the end of the day, they concluded that, this guy, he is a god, isn't it? So the doctor said, no, we don't believe what is happening. We are going to monitor her till 6 p.m. By the grace of God, they kept checking every 30 minutes. And whenever they did, it was normal. Hallelujah. Hey! To the glory of God, my mother was discharged. The evening of that same day, Bishop prayed for her. Oh, church, give the Lord a shout. It was just a prayer over the phone. That is why you have to believe every word from the anointed, isn't it? Since then, she has been fine, and her BP has remained normal. I speak with her from time to time, and she's just fine. I want to thank God for healing my mom through the prayers of our anointed pastor, Bishop Sam. God bless you. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Someone say another testimony. Hey, this one is a testimony of a new car. I see you receiving a new car in the name of Jesus. It's another powerful testimony. Dear Bishop, I want to thank God for the gathering service. How many of us know that this is the gathering service? And what God has used this service to do in my life. I am an Uber driver and a bus center leader. When the gathering service started, I was using someone's 2014 registered car and making sales to him. On the first Sunday of the gathering service, the shaft of the car came off completely because of the bad road. Someone say, "Yeah." The repair cost and the days I could not work really affected my finances. It was not easy, and I almost gave up coming for the gathering service. But my center pastor encouraged me and even made me a bus center leader. God bless such a pastor, isn't it? I kept doing the work of God in spite of the challenges. At one point, I gave the car back to the owner because I could not meet the sales target. My wife and 5 children were all depending on me, and it was tough. Hey! I see God blessing you with 5 children. It's a mega blessing. Yeah! One day, I received a phone call from someone asking whether I was interested in owning an unregistered vehicle parked in someone's garage. Hey! I don't think you understand the testimony I am reading. Hey! The first day he came for the gathering service, the shaft of his car, what he uses for his work, came off and the car broke down. So he was hot. And then he was discouraged. He wanted to stop coming, but he kept coming. And as he kept coming, one day someone called him and asked him whether he was interested in an unregistered vehicle parked in someone's garage. I rushed to see. If you were, you wouldn't you rush? I rushed to see the vehicle and accepted the offer. To the glory of God, I am now the owner of a 2018 registered vehicle. Give the Lord a shout. I see you owning a brand new car. Amen. As you sit under the anointed Bishop Sam, you will receive it in Jesus' name. He says, if I had stopped coming for the gathering service, ask your friend, what would have happened if he had stopped coming? He says, if I had stopped coming for the gathering service because my car got spoiled the first day, I don't think I would have received the blessing of this new car. I am very thankful to God. God bless you, Bishop Sam. Let's appreciate God. Hey! So this is to encourage you that don't stop coming for the gathering service. There is a blessing in the house. Pastor Richard once said, this is a miracle center. As you keep coming, you will receive your miracle too. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Nothing compares with you. Absolutely nothing. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn about to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
Today is Father's Day.
Father's Day.
And today we want to talk briefly about fathers. Next week we shall continue with our teaching. We shall continue and conclude with our teaching on practicing our faith. Name it, claim it, and take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. 1 Corinthians 4:15 says that, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus have begotten you through the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will see that there will be many people who make input into your life. But not all of them can be said to be fathers. A father is a special somebody that God gives to you to be of help in your life. And today, as we celebrate Father's Day, and even as I'm going to talk about what I'm talking about, I want all of us to remember that you have a father. Your father who gave birth to you. Your biological father who proposed to your mother. Who gave him tough time but didn't give up. Continued until your mother said yes.
And
through various activities you were born. Don't forget that father. How many of you have sent Happy Father's Day to your biological father?
Happy Father's Day.
How many of you after church you are going to see your father at home and bless him? Some of you don't remember the last time you spoke to your father on phone. The last time you bought something for your father. The last time you took your father out for dinner or something. Today you should do it. Hallelujah. So how many of you are going to do it today? Are you not going to do it? If your father has passed and there's any father figure in your life, someone once said that some mothers are like fathers. So if there's any father figure in your life, I want you to go and show appreciation to that father figure. And if you read the verse that Paul read, talking about another kind of father, say, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. So there is also a spiritual father. And in Lighthouse, God has given us a great father who has led us and fathered and prayed for us, covered us in the realm of the spirit. And want to thank God for Bishop Dagwood Mills,
who
is our father in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when you read Bishop's book, My Father, My Father,
so kind Bishop ni book no My Father, My Father,
there are two other points I want to read from and then we'll close.
Or can be our book name.
In the chapter 5, he talks about the power of a father.
Or say a ja to me I wo a jansim.
The power of a father.
To me I wo an ekra e jano.
Fathers have power.
A jabia na papebia ekra to me.
That is given to them because of their position. You cannot take it upon yourself. That
so,
is like if you are not somebody's father, you cannot say certain things to the person and expect the person to do it. And that is also why people who take instructions from so-called spiritual fathers and father figures are people who have taken them as their fathers.
Amen.
But there's a power that a father carries. Whether your father is a drunkard is what? There is a certain kind of power he carries. I remember when we were young. Nine boys, one girl. When we're young.
Yes, I know.
Anytime my father would travel, sometimes before he leaves, there's nothing wrong in the house. But 2 days of being away, suddenly, you see, this person has malaria. All of us are not well. And we'll be going to
hospital.
As soon as he arrives, you don't know what will happen. Suddenly, all those things will disappear. Which means, I see, even as a child, as a member, I got to, a father carries something that is invisible. So fathers are very important. Those of you who are not on talking terms with your fathers. Today is the last day.
And then last day.
Let this day be your last day. This I don't talk to my father.
And then last day,
make sure that whatever is happening between you and your father,
you go
and reconcile, isn't it wonderful? Now, the power of the father. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
Honor thy father. It didn't say honor your father who is good. Honor your father who has giving you money.
And now, Papa, one more sika.
He said, "Honor your father."
Honor
your father and your mother. But today is Father's Day.
And Father's Day.
Honor your father because today is a Father's Day. So honor your father. Why? That thy days may be long upon the land with the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Said their own kwambe wari wasasi and yankupon dia maunoso.
So that your days will be long.
Said their own kwambe wari.
Fathers have the power to bless and to curse. It's an authority that God has given to them. So no matter what has happened between you and your father, make sure that it is okay with you. Make sure that you go to him and reconcile. There are three authorities on earth here that we should recognize. All these are divine authorities. The first is political authority. Romans 12:1-2. So everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. So it's very important that you honor political authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And another authority is the authority of your father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you saw that Jesus honored his father. And then the authority of you and your spiritual father is very, very important.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all these people carry power. That's when your father stands up and says, I bless you. Even if your father is a drunkard and he says, I bless you. I remember the first time I would say that, the first real prophecy of my life. Real prophecy of my life. I wasn't born again. And my father wasn't born again. In fact, my father was drunk. And my father had been transferred from Kumasi and we were on our way to Takoradi. The rest of the family had taken lead, so we had to go with the car that came for the things. We were following the car. I don't know what happened, but somehow I happened to be with him. And he had a dream. He got drunk and had a dream. I tell you, he was drunk, but he had a dream. And he told me the dream. I was waiting for my O level results. He told me the dream. And one of the signs that the dream was true was my results, the O level results. And he came to pass exactly as he said. Since that, I've never forgotten about
it.
And somehow, because of what he told me, even as he was drunk, I have grown to believe that it is going to be well. And it is well. It's not everything I can tell you. And as I became born again, understood the powers of a father. I always remember that journey that we took and the dream he had. And what he told me. So fathers have power. Please never ever provoke your father to curse you. Any kind of father to curse you. Never let your father say that can never.
Don't wait for your father to tell you that. Wait, you see.
Never let your father tell you that.
Don't wait for your father to tell you.
Or wait and see. Wait and you will see.
Wait and you will see, yes.
Okay.
Chenebehu.
It's not a good thing. Make sure that it is well with you and your father. I remember once I visited my father. And we had a little argument. When I had the argument, I was leaving without the thing being resolved. I went to sit in my car. As soon as I sat in my car, something told me, if you're a man, move your
car.
If today you have married and you also have a child, so you think you are a father, and you are a man, move your car. At that time I was using a Beetle. Do you know what Beetle is?
A patrol car.
And you know what? I suddenly got out of my car and went back to my father. Do you know what happened? As soon as he saw me, he started laughing. He laughed at me and he said, I knew you would come back. I knew you would come back. So somehow, I told by you two why. Who made you angry? You made yourself angry. Then you say and tell cool. Then I left.
Reconciled.
Then I left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So no matter who your father is,
and found near Oya O Papa,
for his respect, give to him.
Fa obu emano.
Because your father is your father.
Your papa.
The second thing I want to talk to you about a father. Is the blessings of the father. It
tells
the fathers and the highest kind of blessing. The highest kind of blessing comes from fathers. Again, Ephesians 6:1-3.
Ephesians 6:1-3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Listen, that it may be well with thee. That it may be what? well with you. Listen, the highest kind of blessing.
In Shra Kesia Pan
is that things will be well with you.
And no say
that it may be well with you.
Say Ebesi Uye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't have that blessing,
so who needs Anshirana?
Nothing that you do works.
She anywhere obey ya ebe ye juma.
No prayer you pray works.
Empire be anywhere obey boy ebe ye juma.
No seed you sow works.
A baby anywhere obey do ya ebe ye juma.
You will even get a breakthrough, but somehow it becomes some way. Because of dishonoring your father. Because the highest form of blessing that is that it is well. It is well with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So look out for your relationship with your dad.
All
these authorities, even the government authorities.
Even abine cramp or hair, so
you have to move with them so that it will be well with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the government decides to come in, authority is police, is that also police has authority? Yeah. If police catch you right now,
so police in Ibichiwa,
you'll be in hot waters and you go and talk by heart. Direct. That's for those of you who disrespect police people. It's disrespecting the nation. You are disrespecting the authority that is behind the police man also. Yes. You are disrespecting the authority. No matter what you think they have done, your duty is to respect them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you wanted to be well with you? You know, one of the things that I always tell myself, and somehow I just believe in me that it will be well with me, is because of the relationship I had with my father. Sometimes when I'm going through some situations and everything, and I remember the kind of relationship I had with my father. It just occurs to me. It just occurs to me that I'm blessed. Especially the blessing of having my father even live in my house and die in my house with a smile on his face. I feel that it's a major blessing. So once your father is alive now, please, make sure that your relationship with him is okay. The highest blessing you can get someone to say that it is well with you.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you are searching your heart to make sure that things are right with your dad? Hallelujah. And then the last thing I want to talk about is fathers and longevity. You want to live long? Honor your father.
And
honor your mother. But they said yes during their Mother's Day. So now we are talking about ours. Honor your father. And it will be well with you. The Bible said that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, one of the ways to shorten your life is to disrespect your father. If you want to die early, just look for your father and go and disrespect him. It's a sure banker that the cancer will kill you. Hallelujah. That you will live long. You can go and pray. You can hear prophecies that you live long to see. You live long to see your children. You hear all these things. But if you disrespect your father, none of these prophecies will come to pass. You will negate all these blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So children, let honor our father that God has given to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let honor our father that God has given to us. Every father figure in your life, honor the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spiritual father. You see, some of you, you don't know who your father is. That's what Paul, you see, why did Paul say that you have many teachers but not many fathers? Why do you think Paul said that? Because people were confusing certain things in life. That the mere father, the person that's become your teacher or your son, doesn't mean the person is your father. And also shows that there's a difference between the one who teaches you, if you like, giving the fivefold ministry, and one who is a father. And you have to know the difference.
Difference,
so that you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's your father who can tell you things that you don't even know about yourself. That's why God has given you a father in a church. And it's
only,
I have another pastor somewhere who tells me things. It's a great mistake you are making.
A mistake, man, away.
Because we have many teachers but not many fathers. You may get all those things that you get from a teacher or if like someone elsewhere, but when a father just even lifts us his hand and says, be blessed, be blessed, you are blessed, he doesn't have to say much. Just look, let him be a backsliding father, an old man who can talk, but if he lifts his hand and says, be blessed, it is far more powerful and potent than any prophet or anybody from anywhere who can speak you the oracles of God from the throne room of God where all the angels are. Say amen.
Amen.
So today I've given you a key to a powerful key
Mama Musafwa Kesiebi
to a powerful blessing.
Ah, Edin Shra Kesiebe Bama Brabum.
Honor the fathers in your life.
Enimonyam Emma Pape Bia O Abrabum.
It's a great door opener.
Na ebe bie pumu kesiama.
A great blessing.
Na Shra Kesia Subaba.
When a father is thinking about you,
say Papa Bi E Jun Hua.
It's different from a pastor thinking about you.
And yet they say myself, Papa Bi Bajo.
In other words, when your pastor is a father to you, it's not the same. That's some of you. You need to get to a point of being able to see that Elisha was not called Elijah.
Elisha, ni friend Elijah.
His father's name was Shaphat.
Nani papa your friend Shaphat.
And so his name was Elisha Shaphat.
Elisha Shaphat.
But a time came that
Emrebi Bayer.
He referred to Elijah,
a friend Elijah,
who was a prophet to many people around.
Ah no, yo odifo man krofo bebreno.
And they knew him as a very great prophet.
Nankrofo nim ni so yo odifo kesi.
There was a time that even there was a school of prophet who referred to him as a great prophet.
Na odifo bi mo so friend say.
So when he was going to die, they even told Elijah that this man is going to be taken away today.
No, omo pon e catch Elijah and say yebefa.
But Elijah didn't just see him as a prophet.
Now, so Elisha, the one who is all your default keke.
His relationship with him had transcended just being a pastor, a prophet to me.
They were not him. Elijah, no, not a sin, sir.
That's why he was able to say, "My father, my father."
Me papa.
He didn't
papa.
Say, "My prophet, my prophet." He didn't say, "The prophet, the prophet." He said, "My father, my father." You see, you cannot call somebody a father if you don't have a relationship with the person. Some people you call, you know, some people, when you call some people father, it's as well like calling them BMW or Mercedes Benz. Because there's no relationship. There's no reason you should call the person your father. But there's no relationship. He can't tell you anything for you to do. He cannot give you any instructions for you to follow. He cannot tell you anything that you'll not be angry. Look. The things that can help you, The person who can tell you is the person who can tell you deep things that no one wants to tell you. Look, how many people can come and tell that you are more trombone?
How many of you?
It's only a father. I remember when we were young, my mother would come to our room.
Yes,
and whilst we are asleep, she would take lime and come and put it in her armpit like this. If you like, don't go and bath. If you like, go and bath. But nobody's mother had the right guy and put those things in my armpit.
Yeah, mommy, ain't me, and yes, I didn't mind.
Yeah. So it's your father who will tell you.
Oh, Papa, ne bet me, I can't sing.
Look, until you get to a point that the person you call your father can tell you things that can hurt you and you can still smile and do it, if the person is not your father.
And cause it's all do in maybe or Papa now friend is all your Papa no. Bet me, I can't sing.
Honestly,
I'm out of no.
There is nothing.
Until that time, no.
There's nothing that bishop cannot tell me.
Bibieni asasi so a bishop ain't mean can't tell me.
I mean, there's nothing.
Bibieni won't mean can't tell me.
I remember when my wife was working outside and my children started schooling outside. One day he just called me.
Me you know ye juma wa abrutire no.
He said,
"Of bishop frame me.
He should come."
I said, "Bra,
look at a young man. You have a church."
I said, "Oh, we are young
with
man.
A lot of young girls in the church."
And a young girl so I do so.
It's not good that your wife should work outside.
And yes, oh, you didn't want to abrutire. Now
she should come.
Into my name, bra.
That same night,
Sana Juna,
I called her.
Me frame me re.
I said, "Come."
Me say, "Bra,
come now, so."
I said, "Bra."
When she came to work in the office. You see, when your father tells you, there's no need even to sit there and play table tennis with your father and say,
"Oh, Papa can't say
table tennis." He says, you say, you're also smashing. That's how you play table tennis.
That's how
you play table tennis. You say, why should you come? Have you done? If you do that, I married him. You do that. Smash. And when you finish, you go to church. You lift up holy hands and say, "I shall live long and declare the glory of the Lord."
You
have already shortened your life. There is nothing, honestly. And if you are in life, you should get one person in your life that you can. There's nothing the person cannot tell you. Look, there are people in this church. There's nothing I cannot tell them. Absolutely nothing. By you.
Now so.
Hey. I defy yourself.
Miss Rompo.
And you see, you should be sad that I will say this about you. Especially if your father keeps quiet.
And I saw Papa on Kemi Umba on
Kemi. Now he's quiet. Spoken without words. That one is dangerous. Some silence are dangerous.
Now on Kashi in
trouble. That one is dangerous. So seek to establish. Look, my relationship with my father, my spiritual father, is such that, I mean, it even makes you feel blessed. And you always feel that there's somebody watching over you. You feel that there's somebody. And they keep watch over your soul.
Bible says,
it's even scripture.
Bible says,
you see, today, do you know it rained?
And now you say,
at dawn. And there was thunder.
Na thunder, so a boy.
Brrr. Then I asked my son this morning.
Let me be sad, me pass.
Do you know that it rained?
When him say, "Insure toy."
He said, "No."
I said, "Dabi."
You didn't hear all those thunder and all
me
those.
Say, in 2021 thunder, I said, "Ebubom kesiye."
He said, "No."
I said, "Dabi."
And do you know what came to my mind?
None in the bar meeting.
We all slept very well, deep, but as a father, there was some kind of responsibility. There is always a kind of responsibility on me that even in sleep, the slightest thing, it wakes me up to check. But as far as he is concerned, it's not his duty to be checking anything. So when he sleeps, he sleeps. And if you have a relationship with your father, that's how it is.
Now, oh no, Papa, I think
somehow there is a certain covering over your head. Certain covering over your head. And that covering, that covering, never remove it. Always guard your heart against getting angry with your father or any father figure in your life. Some of you, the father figure in your life is the person who led you to Christ. Some of you, your basenta leader has become your father figure now.
And I see our basenta leader be our
pastor. Some of you, your husbands are your father figures. And some of you, unfortunately, your wives are father figure. But what I'm saying is that but so have a good relationship with your father. Hallelujah. And mothers, let me tell you, never incite your children against their father.
Mami phobia wa hampesa min kanche musa. Shana wan sha obanu mama mubu enfu amu papa.
You'll not be able to handle what will come.
Enya sa ne ebe banu anhwa na anko yi ama wan.
Some things.
No baby mu wa.
Are for men.
Eh mema dear.
Some things are for men.
Eh mema dear.
You will never understand.
Unti asie o.
You never understand.
Unti asie.
Just as one day a woman was telling the husband that you don't understand how labor pains are. And the man says, I understand. So they asked the man, how did you understand?
He
said, because I was there when she was delivering.
So,
the person who is shouting, you are there, so you understand because you were there.
No. Things,
like pregnancy pains are for women. Kim, you can never understand. God has only blessed you to be a giver. He has only blessed you to be a giver in this sense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the same way. Some things are for men, Vero. No matter what happens, even if you are the one who buys food for your husband to chop, he is still has a spiritual authority.
Yes.
Some things are for men. You never. You see, these things you don't understand, they are spiritual. Spiritual. Wonderful. So God bless you. God make his face to shine on you. God make it be well with you. May it be well with you. Do you know how to say that? God, okay, don't worry. May it be well with you. May your going out and your coming in be blessed. This Father's Day.
And then Father's Day.
This Father's Day.
And then Father's Day.
I stand in the position of a kind of father. On behalf of Bishop Dagwood
Mills,
to pronounce blessings into your lives, to make some proclamations into your lives that it is well with you, that it is well with everything that you are doing, that you are going to live long. You will not die out of this sickness or that sickness. You will live long to see your children and your children's children. You will never be disgraced. All those who have sought to disgrace you, at the end of the game, they shall turn to you and say, you are the one who is blessed. You are the one who has the upper hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. May God bless you this Father's Day. May the blessings of the fathers be upon you. The blessings of the fathers that make you to break through where there is no way. May it be upon you. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy jobs into your life. I prophesy children into your wombs. I prophesy sperms into your loins. I prophesy eggs into your wombs and wherever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I prophesy houses. marriages, good homes into your lives. May no one here under the sound of my voice lack any blessings. May every hand of the enemy upon your life be broken in the name of Jesus. And may you have the upper hand in every situation.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Where you think that it's over, I want to tell you today, it is not over until it is over. It means that there is hope for your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That situation that you have given up is a mistake. Don't give up. Because new life, new things has started coming into your life. You are going to see the things that you have dreamt as a child. You are going to see it in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your childhood dreams are practically being realigned with the will of God and coming to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed to be a blessing. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Turn to your friend and tell your friend, say, go to seven people and tell them, I am blessed. Tell them, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm living here blessed. I'm not living here the same as I came.
I am blessed.
I came today to experience these blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Tell them I'm blessed. I am blessed. My life will never be the same again. I'm going with the Father's blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you are here, we want to just make a prayer. If you are here, and somehow your relationship with your father, your relationship with your father, or any father figure in your life, is not as it should be. You have not had that good relationship with your father or any father figure. That father figure in your life. And you want to say that,
Pastor,
I want a breakthrough out of this situation. To have a good relationship with my father. Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless
you. Even by lifting your hand, just for lifting your hand, you are receiving a blessing. You are receiving a blessing. You are receiving a blessing. Father, this is a serious thing, that there is no flow. There's something that has come between them and their fathers. Today I pray for all these hands that are up. There's no blessing a pastor will pronounce in your life
and on you
if you don't have a good relationship. That will work if you don't have a good relationship with your father. And today I want to thank God for this opportunity that he has given to all of you here to whatever it is, reconcile with your father or any father figure in your life. So many people. Father, I pray. The Bible says, for he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the father. Father, may this special spirit, this special anointing fall on your children today. May there be a divine intervention that will break anything that has come between these ones and their fathers and any father figure in their lives. I pray, Lord. Shakatabasunda Labashata. Why don't you stretch forth your hand towards these ones and pray for them? Just pray in tongues for them. Pray in tongues for them for the Father's blessings. You know, you people, you think it's easy. Sometimes it's not so easy. It's not so
easy.
The life of David and Paul, Saul, Mr. Azusa, is not easy. Where your own, so to speak, father is trying to kill you. David's father was trying to kill him.
Saul.
God gave him to Saul as a father. He was trying to, and yet David had to still submit himself to the father.
David was standing in the brand once in my soul.
So some of you don't know, say, why should I submit myself to this man who has done this? There's this great woman of God called Joyce Meyer.
Joyce Meyer, say.
Who said the father abused her while she was young, when she was young. Sexually abused her. And yet he's been able to forgive her, him.
Talks
openly about it. And you can see how blessed she is. Father, thank you for this special presence here that has removed these hurts and whatever it is from their hearts. Thank you for this spirit, for them to be reconciled with their fathers, their parents, and any father figure in their lives. Thank you for taking this step to come forward. You have already opened a great door for your life. For recognizing that it's very important that relationship with your father is normalized. You have opened a very great door for your life. Thank you, Father. When you live here, takes practical steps to see this father figure. You don't expect your father to say sorry. You have to go and tell your father, I'm
sorry.
No matter the reasons you have, just tell him, I'm
sorry.
Just know that this will give you blessings. Thank you, Father, for these ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Every time you have in the presence of God, it's your day for a miracle. So anytime in the presence of God, cherish every moment of the time you are there. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. There is one Father, the Father of all fathers, with whom you cannot afford not to have a relationship with. And that is Jesus.
Only Jesus, Jesus Christ.
That is God. And you want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I'm not too sure about my relationship with God. But I want you to pray for me to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. Deep down in my heart, I don't know Jesus as my Lord. I'm not sure that I have a relationship with God. So pray for me, Pastor. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be able to call God my Father. Say, Dear Lord Jesus. Say it with me, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
From this moment.
From this moment.
I take Jesus into my life.
Into my life.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That just as I am,
that just as I am,
you have accepted me.
You have accepted me
as your child.
As your child.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me
of my sins.
Of my sins.
And you have washed me.
And you have washed me
with your blood.
With your blood.
From today.
From today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That I am yours.
That I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mr. Moon can pay with him when he met you. Say, Radi Yesu.
Radi Yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sewa Jimmy.
Sewa Jimmy.
Papa.
Papa.
Ene.
Ene.
Medemakuma Mao.
Medemakuma Mao.
Mesrao.
Mesrao.
Fami Bonia Mayeni Achem. Natchem.
Fami Bonia Mayeni Achem.
Fami Bonia Mayeni Achem.
Fami Bonia Mayeni Achem.
Natural Medin.
Natural Medin.
Ewan Kwahumani.
Ewan Kwahumani.
Mefa Yesu.
Mefa Yesu.
Same Krajin Kwan.
Same Krajin Kwan.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sewa Jimmy.
Sewa Jimmy.
Ewa Yesu Di.
Ewa Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.